You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis's message for the 50th World Day of Social Communications was released at a press conference in the Vatican on Friday. The message, entitled Communication and Mercy, a Fruitful Encounter, is focused on the responsibility of all communicators to promote caring and healthy relationships in our fragmented and polarized world. Quoting from Shakespeare, the Gospels and the Old Testament, the Pope reminds us that as Christians, our every word and gesture ought to express God's compassion, tenderness and forgiveness for all. If our hearts and actions are inspired by charity and divine love, he says, then our communication will be touched by God's power too. Communication, the Pope insists, has the power to build bridges, to enable encounter and inclusion, to heal wounded memories and thus to enrich society. In both the material and the digital world, he says, our words and actions should help us to escape the vicious circles of condemnation and vengeance which continue to ensnare individuals and nations. Pope Francis invites all people of goodwill to rediscover the power of mercy, to heal wounded relationships and to restore peace and harmony to families and communities. Even when ancient wounds and lingering resentments stand in the way of communication and reconciliation, he says, mercy is able to create a new kind of speech and dialogue. Our political and diplomatic language in particular, the Pope says, would do well to be inspired by mercy, which never loses hope. He appeals to political and institutional leaders, as well as to the media and opinion makers, to remain especially attentive to the way they speak of those who think or act differently. Even when condemning sins such as violence, corruption and exploitation, the Pope says, we must speak with meekness and mercy that can touch hearts, rather than with harsh, moralistic words that can further alienate those we wish to convert. True communication, the Pope says, means listening, valuing, respecting and being able to share questions and doubts. Online or in social networks, he stresses, we must remember that it's not technology which guarantees authentic communication, but rather the human heart and our capacity to use wisely the means at our disposal. The Pope concludes by encouraging everyone to see society not as a forum where strangers compete and try to come out on top, but above all as a home or a family, where the door is always open and where everyone feels welcome. I'm Philippa Hitchin.